Hi, this is Pastor Daniel Bracken. You're listening to Kings Alaska Podcast. I hope the word encourages you and you get a touch from God that brings transformation and equips you to experience life with people, power, and purpose. Thank you for joining us. Enjoy the word.
Hallelujah. It's a special night here at Kings. One of the callings on this house is to raise up leadership, see them thrust forth in the area of life groups, teams, extensions. See people fulfill the calling of God in their life in the realm of ministry and all of its expressions. And so we have established King's School of Ministry to help propagate the raising up of leaders and to emphasize leadership in the kingdom of God. And tonight's a special night. We get to celebrate the graduating class of 2023. So would you help me welcome the class of 2023.
Would you one more time put your best hand clap together for the graduating class of King's School of Ministry 2023. We honor you tonight. Remain standing, please, and take your Bibles and turn to the Psalms as I preach to the graduating class and to all of you. Psalm 2. Reading from the New King James tonight. Why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord, against his anointed, saying, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. He who sits in the heavens still shall laugh. Pardon me. He who sits in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall hold them in derision, and he shall speak to them in his wrath and distress them in his deep displeasure. Yet I have set my king on my holy hill in Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said to me, you are my son. Today I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will give you the nations for your inheritance and the ends of the earth for your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron. You shall dash them to pieces like a potter's vessel. Now, therefore, be wise, O kings. Be instructed, you judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you perish in the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all those who put their trust in him. Let's pray. Father, thank you For this graduating class, this company of people, all those online, what you've done today, what you'll do tomorrow, and your great plan for the nations of the world, and the fact that we live in this time, in this generation. I ask that you would use these words to burn faith on the hearts of each and every person under the sound of my voice and all those that'll listen at a later day. Holy Spirit, come and mark us, change us. When it's all done tonight, we'd know that you've spoken and it would bring an effect, change, even to eternity for all of us. And we thank you and praise you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Put your best hand clap together for God. Come on, come on, come on. Thank God for his word. Thank God for what he's doing. Turn to three or four people and say, get ready. Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. And you may be seated in the presence of the Lord. I usually hand out notes, especially on an occasion like this, so that you would have something that would be like a memorial for you, especially for our graduates. And again, I'm so very proud of you. You all look handsome and pretty tonight, and we honor you, and we're thrilled about your victory in finishing and completing King's School of Ministry. All the tests and everything that you've been through, those were just regular tests, you know, to get a grade. The real test is your life. What you will do now with the training that you've received. And of course, there's more training that's yet ahead. I want to preach to you a message from Psalm 2 and a corollary text from 2 Samuel chapter 5. You might want to go there over these next 28 minutes from now. And the way that I got this message, I'm going to call it reaching, releasing, and ruling is what I'm going to call it. Reaching, releasing, and ruling. What it'll take to reach, release, and rule the nations. The nations. God has not just called us to the state of Alaska. He's called us to the earth. He's called us to the nations. How the word came. Very bothered by transgenderism, the Antichrist agenda. Very bothered by drag queens being given platforms in public schools. I don't hate people. I hate the wicked agenda of the enemy. If you were to believe the missionologists regarding Africa and some other nations, they'd say that certain countries in the continent of Africa have been evangelized 6 times. Whole countries evangelized 6 times. Yet in one particular nation there, the average male has 32 partners. There's children here. Do you understand what I'm saying? So how do you evangelize a nation 6 times, and then you have the average male has 32 partners? I would say that discipleship is sorely lacking in that instance. If you think about Los Angeles, California has had more revivals, more outpourings than just about any place in the world. Los Angeles, the home of Azusa Street, tremendous outpouring. Charles Parham, modern day Pentecost, launched churches all over the world. Thank God for that. But Los Angeles has never changed, really. You think about the Jesus Revolution. Well, what about the Jesus Revolution? Powerful, amazing, thousands of people. Maybe you saw the movie. And some of you maybe were impacted. In fact, I know for a fact some of you were impacted by the Jesus Revolution, the Jesus movement. Jesus' people. It's spread across our country, but still Los Angeles and California, still deeply perverse, even after a Jesus movement. I did talk to Pastor Anderson today, and he was baptizing over 100 people in a lake nearby in Antioch, California. So there's hope. And we rejoice in all the baptisms. We rejoice in all the people that gave their hearts to Jesus. But what will it take actually to change a country? Van Nuys, California. Ever heard of Van Nuys, California? It was really the epicenter of the charismatic movement and renewal there that took place. And I think about Fuller University that Dr. James Morocco graduated from and Wimber. Oh, it's his first name. John Wimber, thank you. John Wimber, the head of that movement and the Vineyard movement, tremendous outpouring of the Spirit of God and signs and wonders and miracles. And yet, California, Los Angeles specifically, still pumps out more pornography than any other city around the world, argued by some that that's the case, but still, Los Angeles, California is deeply perverse, steeped in sin, dark in many ways, yet all these great revivals. What will it take? What will it take to turn America? I'm glad you've graduated. Glory to God. What will it take to fulfill the plan and the purpose of God? What will it take to turn Brazil? What will it take to turn South America, Central America? What will it take to turn the nations? What will it take? Because it's not just leading people to Jesus. Understand that. Oh, and I don't want to minimize that. I mean, that's like amazing. How many of you glad you're saved? What will it take to turn America? It's more than leading people to Christ, because as I said, a nation that missionologists say have been led, if we're to believe the numbers, and granted, some people exaggerate on numbers. If you were to believe the numbers, certain nations in Africa reached 6 times. Even if they were exaggerating, you're pretty sure being Christians, exaggerating is lying. So even if they were exaggerating, or maybe they were hopeful, or maybe they missed a little bit, let's cut it in half and say that certain countries were reached 3 times. And yet, the evidence of still a perverse culture in the home, 30, 31, 32 partners. Do you understand? Not if you understand what I'm saying. All the world is raging here, some too. Now, look, here's what I'm going to do in the next 20 minutes or less. I'm going to talk to you about Psalm 2 and the significance of it. Historically, many believe it's a psalm of coronation for David, who's become king. That's to tie into 2 Samuel 5, and you can go there, as I said. I believe it's a coronation psalm, but there's too much in it. It's poetry, and it's prophetic. So it's talking about David, certainly, but it's more than that. It's talking about the Messiah. And it is one of my favorite psalms. It's talking about the Messiah's triumph and the power of the kingdom of God. And it's so powerful that the language that it uses is so buoyant and powerful. It's got to be talking about the millennial reign as well and the future that's to come. And I'm not a wild-eyed millennialist where I believe the kingdom has come in its fullness. It hasn't. I don't believe it's come in its fullness. I do believe that is coming. But at the same time, I think we can do more now than perhaps we're aware of. I believe that God's called us to disciple nations. Of course, it starts in your family. School shootings, destroying monuments, the nation's rage. Prayer has gone from more places. Perverse, dark money, pushing transgenderism with the end game of transhumanism, which is really man's way of stepping in and making making a way for man to live forever. Transhumanism is actually digitizing all of you in all of your little idiosyncrasies, the way that you think, all of your memories, digitizing you, uploading you, and letting you live forever. And creating robots that actually think, talk, act, and have all of your memories and everything. And then they were able to freeze bodies and then download that back down, so when they figure out the aging gene, so that you never age. Listen, this is where it's moving. I know I might be like freaking you out a little bit. What is going to be the change that brings the nations to God? How are we going to disciple nations? I sometimes feel hopeless. Burdened is the right word. We're doing everything we can, and we're working and serving and praying and giving and believing God. And thank God we're graduating, the students that we're graduating. We're going to launch you out into the world, and you're going to fulfill your plan, the plan that God has for you. Amen. But if we had a class of 100,000, how would we turn the nations? See, Pastor, you're kind of freaking me out a little bit. Yeah. Welcome to Kings. We're so glad you're here. Would you lift your hands to heaven? Come on, lift your hands to heaven. Oh. I am not sowing my life into some dead end. I'm sowing my life into changing the nations. I'm not interested in just reaching a few people and doing nothing. I'm not interested in having you pray a sinner's prayer and then have you go back to the 32 partners. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's not God's plan. God's plan is, ask of me and I will give you the nations. That is God's plan. Class of 2023, ask for nations and nothing less. Ask, believe God. Again, drag queens invited to actively recruit children at, and they're invited in to schools for kids to join their lifestyle. Big pharma behind it all. And the amount of money they make, the amount of money they make off of these change operations, by the way, bringing permanent decisions on temporary problems. Temporary problem being you're thinking that you're a man or you're a woman, and there you never see the interviews. You never see the interviews of those who've actually gone through the transition process, come out the other side with constant pain, constant torment, weeping and crying, saying, why didn't somebody tell me? Because you can't get things back after it's changed. Scars, mutilation of the body. The destroying of the image of God and man. Who's going to do something about that? I am. And so are you. That's what God's called us to do. God's called us to, come on, somebody shout to God. God's called us to bring change. You sound kind of militant. I'm toning it down. I am very militant about it. Ask of me, and I will give you the nations. This psalm, again, why do the nations rage? This is exactly what the nations are doing. They're raging. They plot a vain thing. It's a vain thing to fight against the Lord. And it might look like they're winning, but I promise you this, it ain't over yet. And in the end, the Lord will have the final word. Can you say amen? The kings of the earth set themselves and their rulers take counsel together against the Lord. That is a bad idea. Against his anointed, saying, let us break their bonds into pieces and cast away their cords from us. All of the world, much of the world, is saying the word of God is useless and this Christianity is just some little religion, and all the precepts and God's word doesn't mean anything. We see them as bondage. Let's break this to pieces and have real freedom. It's not real freedom. It's real bondage is what it is. He who sits in the heavens shall laugh. He who sits in the heavens shall hold him in derision. He shall speak to them in his wrath, distress him in his plan, his deep displeasure. I've set my king on my holy hill in Zion. Take your Bibles and turn with me, please, to 2 Samuel. How many of you know what Joshua's task was? Joshua in the Old Testament, Joshua's task was to subjugate the promised land. That was his task. He was called by God, taking over from Moses, who didn't get healed of his anger problem. And as a result of that, was disqualified. And Joshua then taking over, distributed the land and started the conquest of subjugating the promised land. And they say it took 7 years. And so when you get to 2 Samuel, you see generations later here, 2 Samuel chapter 5, you see David, and David is king, verse 6. 2 Samuel 5 and verse 6, New International Version. Now the king and his men marched to Jerusalem to attack the Jebusites who lived there. The Jebusites said to David, "You shall not go up here, not even by the blind and the lame ward you off." They thought, "David cannot get here." Nevertheless, David captured the fortress of Zion. This psalm relates to that, as many say, and it's a coronation psalm, as I said. David has become now king. There's this place called the Fortress of Zion. And it's very difficult to get the Jebusites off. All around is subjugated, but these Jebusites, the name Jebusite means strong polluter. And so David goes to attack them. He says, "Here, okay, we've got the land, but these guys need to go." They should have been taken care of by Joshua, but Joshua and the tribes of Israel didn't finish the job. So David now is going to finish the job, but he's got to get the strong polluter off of the high place. And if you look at what takes place here, David said, nevertheless, David captured the fortress of Zion, the city of David. And we've been there. We were there just this past year. Verse 8, on that day, David said, "Anyone who captures the Jebusites will have to use the water shaft to reach those lame and blind who are David's enemies." There's wordplay here. They're trash talking. So you understand the Jebusites are like, "Dude, we don't even have to have eyes to beat you. Man, you ain't nothing. Man, your mama's so big." I mean, you know what I'm talking about? They start trash talking. They're trash talking him. And so he trash talks back. And I just love that. "I don't see your mama in here. Nah, I just threw that in to get you to pay attention. They're trash talking." Verse 9, David took up residence in the fortress called the City of David. He built up the city around it. Here's what happened. What happened is that Joab, you can read in corollary text that Joab says, "Oh, I'm going to do it. I'm going up. I'm going up into that high place, and I'm going to open the gate and let you in." What will it take to take the nations? What will it take to reach the nations that God wants us to reach? I'm so glad and so proud for our school and for the up and coming year, and we're going to continue to do it, and it's going to grow, and one day we'll have 1,000 students. Can I get an amen somewhere? And we'll open a high school and an elementary school, and we'll do all of that. Why would you do that? Because we have to. It's how are we going to disciple people if we don't get them early? And I'm going to tell you what, in our elementary school, middle school, and high school, when we have it, we won't be having drag queen hour. We'll having an hour of prayer instead. We'll do other things to teach people and help people grow in the things of God. Our nation is basically run by about 30 people. The news that you watch is run by about 30 people. And even Murdoch, he's not even a United States citizen, from what I understand. He's from Australia or something, if I got it right. And there is such control over everything. Listen, the reason you're wearing what you're wearing right now is that someone somewhere at some point decided how tight your jeans should be. And I'll tell you that the people that are making the decisions on how tight your jeans should be, most of them live a lifestyle that's perverse. And it's not always the case, but it's largely the case. And the homosexual agenda, the trans agenda, all of that, in your mind, you might think here in Alaska that that's some perverse, those are just perverse people that live in a park somewhere and do crazy things. No, no. They are some of the finest educated, most creative, most intelligent people in the United States of America, and they've moved into positions to, or you might try to argue that, but it's only because maybe you're sheltered. There are those that lurch around in parks, but I'm telling you, most of the people that make the decisions for our nation are highly intelligent, highly educated, with lots of money, beautiful, handsome, creative human beings that have been led down the primrose path and been sold a bill of goods, and many of which are demonized, and they're controlling the way that we, the sounds that we listen to, the clothes that we wear, that which we watch on TV. They've been in the high place. They've been in the stronghold of Zion. So let me say it this way. If we're going to take the nations, man, this is an aggressive word. We're going to take the nation. Somebody's going to have to swim up the water shaft. The water shaft, by some estimations, is sewage. It's a sewage pipe. The Kennedys, John F. Kennedy, could be crazy that all of that came out, that which we all suspected, the third man on the knoll. It was the FBI that killed Kennedy. Amazing. And I'm not endorsing the Kennedys. You said, well, they became president because they were so wealthy. There's wealthier people that didn't make the White House. Let me just tell you, if you were raised in the Kennedy home and you start look at the history of that family, along their walls, they had pictures of the White House. They didn't have cute little family pictures. They had pictures of the White House. And she would tell her kids, one day you're going to be in that office. One day you're going to run this nation. And I'm not saying they did a great job and all that, but it's a different mentality. It's a different mentality. We have to raise our children, release leaders. We have to release laborers that are educated, trained, and stop pigeonholing people and say, you need to be in ministry. Listen, I wouldn't wish this on anybody. At the same time, it's a tremendous joy. If you can feel called to the ministry, take 2 aspirin, pray it goes away. Fast, and if it's still there, then the call of God. Listen, you should do nothing. My wife's shaking her head at me. My point is this. When God calls you to do something, do it with all your heart. If you're doing something that you think is just what you're supposed to do, I would highly advise you don't do that and do what God called you to do. But as we raise families, as we raise children, as we release the class of 2023, encourage them to take the high places. Encourage them to go to the highest levels of office. Where are the next Edna DeVries? I've said this before, but we must believe and ask for the nations. If you're going to ask for the nations, you have to know how to rule them. You know how to, and you learn how to run them. You have to learn about economy. You have to go to school and get educated. And I'm going to tell you, if you go to school these days, you're going to be swimming up a water shaft, a sewer pipe. And you have to train your kids to live in such a way that you're going to be all around defilement. So buck up, grow a spine, learn how to get cleansed, learn how to live holy in the midst of a sewer pipe. That's what you're going to have to learn how to do. I've had to learn how to do that. Anybody else had to learn how to do that? Somebody said, well, you should just, if you have problems, you should not be on the internet. That's great. That's awesome. What, are you going to live in a cave? Get yourself some Crayola crayons and see how you can change your world. I think it's okay to back away. In fact, I think it's good to back away from those things until you get healed and delivered. There was a time in my life where I couldn't get away, get near things that would tempt me. I couldn't go in places. because it would cause me to stumble. I can march into any hellhole anywhere in America right now and bring souls right out of them every day of the week should God call me to do it. Should God call me to. Fools go where angels fear to tread. But God has called us to take the high ground. Can you say amen? That's why we do a school. That's why we do what we do. Oh my. Come on, lift your hands to heaven. The nations are up for grabs. The nations are really up for grabs, and I do believe this. I believe the Lord spoke this to me. I had a real encounter with God in preparing this yesterday afternoon, last night, and this afternoon. Communism will fail. Amen. Let me say that again. Oh, I know China's on the rise and all that. Communism will fail. Amen. It's going to implode. And if the power of Christianity doesn't do it, the greed of capitalism will. Communism will fail. Who's going to disciple the nations? Some of you ought to be taking Chinese right now. Oh, I'm not even kidding. 2 million man army, there's only one nation that can produce a 2 million man army according to the book of Revelation. China. The job of the government is not to bring revival. I said it this morning, but you know, 4 more years of Trump is not going to bring revival if Trump gets in. And 4 more years of DeSantis is not going to bring revival. 4 more years of some, all the cabinet could pray in tongues every day. It won't bring revival. Would it be good? Yes, it'd be good if we had Christian values at the highest place instead of some insanity being rammed down the throats of the people of the United States of America. But what brings revival is the church. The government is supposed to allow for peace. The church is supposed to bring revival. All of you are called at some degree. Don't waste a day. Don't waste one day. Come on, lift your hands to heaven. Say, I'm not going to waste a day. And I'm hoping for a godly president. Not saying that Trump is godly. Wish he would just quit playing with his phone and have some manners for God's sake, but I like his policies. I like what he did for the country. He's rude. You're rude too. I'm definitely rude sometimes. You can see the look my wife is giving me right now. There's people that are more bold in their shame than Christians are for truth. I said there's people that are more bold in their shame than Christians are for truth. What will it take to install God's King in Zion? Of course, it refers to the Messiah. It's referring to David. But I think it all refers to us also to ask for nations. Ask for a better family. Ask for a better marriage. Great. You can have a better marriage. Ask for your children to be more godly. Good. Do that. Ask for you to be more like Christ. Amen. I'm asking for myself every day. Wonderful. Ask for nations. And then look for a strategy. And I'm going to close with this. We have to move in these next 10 years strategically and generationally. We must see the school grow. We must see not only the school grow, but schools grow. We don't want to send our brightest and best. You know, I wish I said it to the first service graduates. I said it to the second service graduates, made them look at me, told them to read Mere Christianity by C.S. Lewis and be a critical thinker, because if you go off to school and you don't have all of that in line, you will be utterly destroyed by a demonic agenda that are evangelistic. Atheists are like evangelizing. They're trying to make more atheists. They pride themselves in destroying even Christian kids because they don't know, because they haven't been discipled in your home. You want them to read the Bible when they're in college, but you don't read it at home, and you haven't for years. Nobody here, of course. There are forces in America that are like Zion stronghold, the stronghold of Zion. Who will swim up the water shaft? Who will do it? Who will go up the water shaft and open the gate? Sloppy, shoddy, lacking creativity, education, and discipline can be attributed to most Christian things. We'll not get it. We need a spirit of excellence, but excellence is not our God. God is our God. But we need to lead and to teach and to preach and to model and to educate in such a way as to take the stronghold of Zion. Media, arts, education, entertainment, politics, the mountains of influence. First Chronicles 11, Joab swims up this pipe and opens the gate and lets in David and the army. Anybody want to jump in the sewer with me and swim up the pipe and open the... I think about my life. I've been thinking about my life. I'm going, man, I'm 56. Jesus, I wish I had this revelation when I was 30. I wish, oh God. And he's like, stop it. Finish your education and get to work. You can do a lot in 10 years, 5 years, 3 years. You can. Get off your Xbox. That was good right there. Get off your Xbox and get a life. Get a passion. Learn a language. Draw near to God. Learn the word. Prepare your kids. Prepare your children. Prepare your children's children. Prepare yourself. Well, I'm older. I love seeing Glennie graduating. I'm not saying you're old, you're young. You got twice the energy of most people half your age. And everybody that knows you knows that's true. You're just like, wonder what the Lord's gonna do. Hallelujah. Let me land this. I have 13 pages of which I've touched four. Let me see if I can bring correction. My wife is helps me profoundly. So when I see her face turn, I know that I've stepped out somewhere. So let me see if I can go back to correct that. When I said I wouldn't wish this on anybody, what I mean by that is if you think it's all glamorous to just go be a pastor or a leader, you better check yourself before you wreck yourself. We're having a 14-hour day today, and I'm loving every hour of it. It's amazing. I woke up to get ready for tonight with a 45-minute nap, not knowing where I was, going, okay, 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 what do we got? Okay, 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 okay. He's installed his king in Zion. Just start locking in. Come on, this is not some...
Well, I just wish I could do something now, babe.
You need to do what God called you to do and do it with everything that's within you. And if you're doing what you're doing to get money, you better just push that back and get a real life, get a real vision. It's not about money. It does take money. And there are kings in the kingdom. I love doing what I'm doing. Did that fix that? All right. It's a holy thing. But the point is, So is being the president of the United States. So is being the mayor. So is being a principal. So is being a fill in the blanks. A household engineer. Being a mother, raising kids, and doing homeschool. Let me just say this. I'm probably going to get myself in trouble. Just pretend I'm the guest evangelist. I think in this hour, I'm not sure of all of our schools. I really am not. But I think you better have a word from God to send them there. In other words, especially in the lower 48, we have some great schools. Isn't that right, Mayor? We do. We got great teachers and educators, and then there's some that probably need to be replaced. But if you think that horrible assignment from the lower 48 ain't creeping up here, you better check yourself, because it's coming. It's coming. Who's going to swim up the water pipe? I have. And I'll continue to. And we want to raise up students that know how to stay clean, know how to stay holy, know how to rightly divide the word, know how to pray through. The prayer life, you make that the backbone of your whole existence, students. Don't you give up morning prayer. You move away, you go somewhere else, you have a morning prayer. You get up, you seek God, the principles that have been placed in you. The test now comes. Not done because you graduated. Now the test is your life. Will you take what you've received to continue to grow and take the stronghold of Zion? Because you've graduated doesn't guarantee any employment, doesn't guarantee a position anywhere. But God's raised you up for this hour. If you believe that, would you say amen? Stand up on your feet all across this place. Father, thank you. So much more to say. The battle is raging over this generation, over our nation, over the nations, and the nations are up for grabs. People being seduced by the lie of Islam, communism, and the like, perversion, and an antichrist agenda. But you said, ask of me, and I will give you the nations. And so we ask that you would give us a strategy on how to take the strongholds of the United States of America, the how to take the strongholds of Brazil, the how to take the strongholds of South America, Central America, Africa, that you would show us, God, how to prepare for a Holy Spirit invasion. Raise up leaders, God, from this house. Raise up senators and congressmen. People that can't be bought. People that can't be seduced. People that know how to keep their mouths shut swimming up a water pipe. People that know how to stay free from defilement. Thank you that you're doing that through KSM. You're doing that through teams and through life groups and the life of the church. God, we thank you. Help us to do even more. In Jesus' name, put a thunderous hand clap together for God. And put your hands together for Pastor Kirsten Davis.
Fantastic. You may be seated here on this very special Sunday night. What a powerful word, powerful charge from our pastor on this commencement night for King's School of Ministry. And in just a moment, we're going to introduce our graduates to you. But I just want to give a few thank yous out to those that have made this last four semesters for our graduates possible. And I want to say thank you. I'm sure they're on tonight. Minister Barry, Minister Jan Haggerty, thank you for your investment to setting these students up for their first two semesters. And I want to say a special thank you to Jim and Susan Hart, who are in Houston, seeing the kingdom of God expand there. They were very integral in seeing this year's KSM come about. I want to say a very special thank you to our team that week by week made things happen. Hank and Arian Hergelotz, Minister Micah and Chanel Pisoni and Amy Hendrickson with all the admin work that she did. Thank you so very much. They're worthy of honor tonight. This is for them as well today. And I also want to just tell you what we're celebrating here. It's more than just they passed a few tests, and so we're gonna recognize them up here and hand them some special things. They have, I just have a brief moment to try to somehow describe the enormous accomplishment that is being awarded and congratulated here. You have 13 amazing students sitting here that weren't just sitting around at home wondering what should I do with my life, so I guess I'll just sign up for something and go do it. They are business owners, moms of 3, 4, 5, 6 kids, homeschool moms, husbands, wives. Their schedules are full, and yet they heard God speak to them to do KSM, and they figured it out. Tremendous sacrifice we're honoring here tonight. Life changes they made, job changes they made, driving in from Anchorage every week to be in class, to be in person in class. So I want to say, well done, because that's how you do great things for God. Thank you. So it's time to meet them and congratulate them. So as I call their name, would you come join me here for a celebration and walk? And today we're starting with a special recognition of two students who not only finished KSM, but they at the same time earned their master's degree from Northwest University and somehow kept family together, their business prospered at the same time and expanded. Absolutely amazing. So let's meet them. The first one is Jennifer Basher. Jennifer has 4 kids at home. And today, for her and her husband, it's as well a graduation for mom, who took care of the kids week after week for the last 4 semesters. So Margaret, congratulations, Margaret, it's you too. Fern Basher. Vern and Jennifer serve in our children's ministry. They are significant members to what Pastor Kimmy does there. Vern also serves in our ushers team. And we're so thankful for their leadership and what God has in store for them. Next up, our next student. And today is a very special day. It's the first cap and gown ceremony she has ever been in. So would you help me welcome Mandy Avila. Mandy serves in our Transformations Ministry. She's going to be critically involved in our Lighthouse home that's going to be started, Transition Home. 20 plus years, she was addicted to drugs. God set her free. She has an amazing heart to see other people set free. She's graduated KSM. Absolutely amazing. Great job. And I said your last name right. All right, I got it right. Okay, next up, very special. In 2001, she was in my wife and I's very first summer program, and her sister Jana. And today I get to introduce her as a graduate of KSM, Tasha Barrero. Sasha is probably the leader of one of the most important ministries in the whole church. She's over the coffee shop. Somebody say hallelujah. All right, next up, we have today for the first time, is that right? In a ceremony like this, Sandra Chisholm. Sandra didn't complete any formal education after the eighth grade. God has radically changed her life, her family, her kids, and she's graduating KSM today. She serves in transformations. God is using her in a powerful way. She's a mom of four or five little girl of precious treasure girls. And I'm including what it's taken for them to do this today, because there are times where God speaks to us and we think, I just can't get all that done. In fact, God might be speaking to you to be in KSM and you think you just have too much going on to do that. And they are a testimony that God can help you fulfill what He speaks to you to do. All right, next up, would you give a round of applause for Juby Filamoni? Juby and her husband Dusty lead the Transformations Ministry at Eagle River. So proud of them. Wife, mom, Transformations leader, and now she's a KSM graduate. Juby, we're proud of you. All right, next, Lena Lopez. So proud of Lena. She's been through some tremendous health challenges in the last year, and there were times she couldn't meet with us in class, and it was very challenging for her. And yet today, she gets to walk across here having persevered all the way to the finish line. Great job, Lena! All right. Daniel Minulchuk. Did I say it right? All right. Congratulations. Melnichuk. Got it wrong. I did. I said it wrong. I'll get it right this time. I get one more shot at it. All right. Let's welcome his wife, Tamila Melnichuk. All right. Praise God. These guys turned their date nights, their coffee date nights, into study nights so that they could get finished. They've completed all of their courses. I'm so very proud of them. Yet just another testimony of how, all right, let's figure this out. How are we going to get this done? Let's race to the finish line. And those guys have finished. One more time. Great job, Daniel and Tamila. All right, here she is. She showed up at 6:15 a.m. every Wednesday to make coffee for KSM and roll out a tremendous gift of hospitality. It's Glennie Rawls. We called her Glennie Corral. You know, kind of like Golden Corral, because every Wednesday she would show up with food and just lots of it, and then everybody else. Great job, Glennie. Something else I just want to throw in there. She persevered through every technological challenge and figured it out. She's a master of hospitality, but not a master of technology. And yet she's still finished. And I'm so proud of you, Glennie. You did it. Keitha Samuel. Keitha and her husband live in Anchorage. They moved from India to New Jersey. Then they moved from New Jersey on the word of the Lord to move to Anchorage. They were looking for a good church to be a part of, and they came and visited Kings and have never left. They enrolled in KSM and now they've graduated. They love God, they love people. Mohan Samuel. They have a tremendous heart for missions. They have a great heart for missions, evangelism, and to see what God's done in their life happen in the lives of other people. They had to make job changes, home changes, family changes. They had to believe God for his job to change, and God did miracles for them. Driving from Anchorage, did miracles with his job, and they're able to finish everything that they needed to finish. And here she is, our last student today, Latasha Williams. Wife, mom, business, full-time everything, and still finished KSM. So proud of Latasha. What a joy to have in class. Would you give all of these a hand clap? And they're going to come back for one more photo right here in the middle. Hey guys, come on back for a photo. Just come this way. Pastor Daniel, Pastor Karen, if you could just stand right in the middle. They're going to split.
Here, just right come there. Right across, students. Put your hands together for these guys, wouldn't you? King School of Ministry, class of 2023. Just
a moment, we'll have a time where you can come congratulate them and hug on them and shake their hand. We're going to pray over them and ask Pastor Daniel to pray over them in just a moment. But first, we have a very important moment to pronounce over them. Fantastic. We're so very proud of you. Class of 2023, you may now turn your tassels. Hey, give them a great hand. Stretch out your hands towards them. Stretch out your hands. I'm going to ask Pastor Daniel if he'd pray over these amazing students.
Father, we thank you for these men and women, for their commitment of overcoming, to grow in the knowledge of God, to grow in wisdom and stature and favor with God and man. We reach our hands towards them. We charge them to take their place, to fulfill their role in the great end time harvest. Bless them and their families. Use them mightily. Fill them full of wisdom. We thank you for them tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. With every head bowed, every eye closed, before we formally dismiss, if you're not right with God, online, here under the sound of my voice, you don't know if you would go to heaven, if you would die, God forbid, tonight, I implore you, I plead with you on behalf of Christ to be reconciled, to be forgiven. Ask Jesus into your life. You'll never regret it. It's the most important thing you could do. You say, well, I did that years ago, but I've drifted. Well, come back home. Stop drifting. Come back and give your life to Jesus afresh and anew. You say, that's me. And pray this prayer. There'll be others praying with you right out loud. Say, Dear Heavenly Father, Thank you for sending your son Jesus to die in my place. And thank you that he rose again from the grave for me. Forgive me of all of my sin. Wash me and cleanse me. And make me new. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. And help me to fulfill the plan and the purpose, the decree that you have for me in this lifetime. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for hearing my prayer. Amen. Lift your hands. We bless you. And then you can come and greet these and celebrate. We're so glad you came tonight. Father, thank you. Thank you that you're raising up a company that'll take the high places. You're raising up a church. You're raising up a people. Not just here, all around the world. That'll take the strongholds. God, we thank you that you've selected us to be alive at this time. We celebrate you, honor you, glorify you, and ask you, put within us fresh fire and passion to finish the race, to run the courses before us, that we might hear in the end, before your throne, well done, good and faithful servant. Now bless your people. Cause your face to shine upon us. Lift up your countenance towards us. Be gracious to us. Keep us. Give us peace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, I hope you were encouraged by God's word. Thank you again for listening to Kings Alaska Podcast. God bless you. For more great content, go to kcalaska.com. And may God's face shine upon you and give you peace.